Welcome, everybody. Guess what? It is time for a little bit of the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge. First, I want to tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News before we get into the good stuff. Well, Tri-State Livestock News is part of the good stuff. They have all aspects of agriculture covered. Information on grain, forage, sheep, hogs, cattle, new used farm and ranch equipment, upcoming ag-related events, all sorts of comprehensive weekly coverage. And you can go online to get the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Well, this is an article that it might make you go, something good to think about, okay?
Okay.
This is called Cell Phone versus Bible.
Oh.
I may have had this on here a while back, but it's been a while. So
okay.
This is not intended to pass on guilt, rather a reminder of how our priorities can make a difference in our lives and those around us, okay?
Okay.
Ever wonder what would happen if we treated our Bible like we treat our cell phone? What if we carried it around in our purse or our pocket? What if we flipped through it several times a day? What if we turned back to go get it if we'd forgotten it? What if we used it to receive messages from the text? What if we treated it like we couldn't live without it? What if we gave it to our kids as gifts? What if we used it when we traveled? What if we used it in case of an emergency? This is something that would probably make you go, where's my Bible? Oh, and one more thing. Unlike our cell phone, we don't have to worry about our Bible being disconnected because Jesus already paid the bill.
That's right.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Very interesting comparison. People have screamed boo, or at least some version of it, to startle others since the mid-16th century. Did you know that?
No.
It's one of the earliest examples documented by Oxford English Dictionary appeared in the 1560s. But ghosts, they've only been using the word boo for less than two centuries. The etymology of boo is uncertain. The OED compares it with the Latin bore or the Greek bova, meaning to cry aloud, roar, or shout. Older dictionaries suggest it could be mimicking the lowing of a cow. Whatever the origins, the word had a slightly different shade of meaning a few hundred years ago. Boo was not used to frighten others, but to assert your presence. Take the traditional Scottish proverb, he can't say boo to a ghost, which for centuries has been a slick way to call somebody timid or sheepish. But boo became scarier with time. After all, as the notes, the word is phonetically suited to produce a loud and startling sound. And by 1738, Gilbert Crockett was writing in Presbyterian Eloquence that boo is a word that used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children. Ooh, that sounds mean. In 18th century Scotland, boo would latch onto plenty of words describing things that went bump in the night. According to the Dictionary of the Scots Language, the term boo cow applied to hobgoblins and anything frightful such as scarecrows. The word boogie for evil one would evolve into boogeyman. It was only a matter of time until ghosts got lumped into this creepy muckle boo man crowd. Which is too bad. Before the early 1800s, ghosts were believed to be eloquent, sometimes charming, and often literary speakers. The spirits that appeared in the works of the Greek playwrights held the important job of reciting the play's prologue. The apparitions in Shakespeare's plays, for example, conversed in the same swain, limbic, pentameter as the living. But by the mid-1800s, more literary ghosts apparently lost interest in speaking in complete sentences.
Oh, so some good boo history to be prepared for Halloween coming up,
that's
right?
That's right. Very interesting indeed. Well, we really kind of have to add a couple of two-liner horror stories at a time like this. Who are all those kids with the weird costumes? Asked my daughter as I took her trick-or-treating. I told her she had an active imagination before whispering not to let the dead know that she could see them.
Oh.
Ooh, intriguing. I told my therapist I watched a girl drown when I was 15, that I could have saved her, but I was too scared. I know, she said as she got up to lock the door. That was my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, no. Ooh. Not good.
Hey, if you have some Halloween-type stuff, please send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to the good stuff.